Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Hi, welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody.
Good morning.
It is a really good morning. We love it. We are loving today. We are loving that it is August 17th.
We're live in Studio C right now.
Studio C on our cannabis. Mr. Jim came this morning. He said, hey, LA woman, we won't have cannabis with snack anymore. LA woman, and we're having a good week today this morning. I hope you all are too. What's you all up to? Anyone on a strain this morning that they want to share with us?
Yeah, let us know.
Woo! LA woman. Smells like the white sweetheart or the yellow. Maybe a combination of the white and yellow sweetheart. You know the kind
you
of
said thing. Smarties earlier.
Oh, Smarties, yeah. Yeah. Smarties.
That's so right. I just wanted to make sure
we're on the same thing. Smarties. White or yellow Smarties. You know that.
Yeah. But, it does smell like that. It's a very sweet, fruity smell.
It is. But there's...
I guess like an LA woman.
Where is our laugh track? Like an LA woman. Are LA women sweet and fruity?
I don't know. You know, they have those fruit sprays out there, and a lot of those girls...
They're trying to be sweet.
Well, if we want to talk about terpenes. We can kind of say how synthetic terpenes attract men. So something fruity tastes good. It gets people in the mood.
It does. It really gets people in the mood.
Cannabis can do that. Some types of strains.
Yes, they can. So welcome to Weedsday Wednesday. We have no idea
starting
what's
off with
going
education
on.
Right early in the morning.
Facts galore. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Tumbleweed Health Center. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Yeah, in the back. Thank you guys for hosting this awesome show each and every week. And Studio C, like Ken said, give me a little sip of my coffee while he thanks the Growers House for us.
We'd like to thank the Growers House, Studio C. Paul and Nate are still down there keeping things growing and healthy.
Growing.
And teaching people what are the best things
and
to...
And safest ways to use to grow your medicine. Sorry.
Your medicine and your tomatoes and
whatever
anything
it is you're
growing. They've got more than just that. Oh. You know, with the whole movement of organic growing, people are taking it into their own hands and trying... their way with their green thumb.
Yes, and speaking of organic, we go a step further with Mr. Kyle Cushman, and we go veganic. There are no animal byproducts whatsoever. No animal. No animal. We're harming the making
of
these.
So sometimes I know that people use the
fish. Like guano and the fish emulsion and seashells. But that's all natural from Earth. They just feel like it's not naturally found where your plants might, fish aren't jumping out of the sea and hanging out on your plants.
Yeah.
It's still natural.
Yeah.
So and we use those kinds of nutrients for our own bodies.
I'm sure. I'm very interested in hearing from Kyle.
Yeah, we have a little interview. We should play from him today just because that's fun. But remember when I happened upon him so luckily at the cannabis cup. He's such an approachable guy. He's just standing in his booth, hanging out, smiling. You walk around the corner, you just see he's either smiling, hugging someone, or happily explaining his product.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing all three at once probably. But what a great guy.
We got to
see him at the Southwest Cannabis Conference.
Correct.
In Phoenix. And now he's on the cover of MG Magazine for the cannabis professional. Right. I love it. Thank you, MG Magazine. We're going to have them on next day soon. But this is a great picture. Beautiful magazine. I was commenting on the fact that Kyle busted out. He bought the best suit he could buy for the cover of this magazine. You can see it in the thread count on his shirt. You can see the thread in there. It's like 9 million Egyptian thread right there.
Nine million.
I think there's an Egyptian in it. I think there's some.
A little bit of Egyptian.
There's a piece of an Egyptian in that shirt.
Almost 100% Egyptian.
He is cultivating through thousands of years.
I love it.
I love it. Yeah.
It's a great picture. So.
It is a good picture.
Where can they get MG Magazine?
This is August 2016 edition. Well, you can come down to Tumbleweeds and look at it and check it out and read it. These are gifts. They send me a gift every month. This is really nice. So
this is,
we'll find out. We'll
probably
find out
can
how,
get it at your...
I don't know. We're going to get it at Tumbleweeds Free. That's what you have to say. It's a beautiful
magazine. So.
Well, we'll find out. We'll get further into this.
Yeah, for sure.
Apologies.
No worries.
So sorry. Kyle says, don't forsake the flower. The flower is the medicine. So there you have it. Don't forsake the flower. That's a quote from Kyle. And we actually have that little interview right here if we want to just play it. It's not long. It's only 3 minutes. You guys want it? You want it? All right, let's do it. Here we go. All right, this is Bellstar here with the Kyle Cushman. I'm at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup, my first time, my first show, and I can't believe I'm sitting here with Mr. Cushman, I will call him.
That's very sweet.
So I will say real quick, I ran into his new product called Vegan Matrix, and it's all vegan, all natural plant nutrients that you have to get. It smells good. You know, usually you dump your vitamins in and you go, oh, you want to wipe it off? I don't know, man, you might be able to drink this. It smells that good. So this is Mr. Cushman. Thank you so much for just taking a moment to sit with me. How are you?
Thank you, Belle. This is exciting. The Cannabis Cup, this is your first one?
Very first one.
Yeah, you know what? This is a really great one to be at because the vibe here is absolutely fantastic. Sonoma County is a beautiful, beautiful place.
It is beautiful.
It is. And you can't help, doesn't matter where you came from, you become more beautiful just by being here.
You do.
You do.
Everybody says, how are you?
Yeah.
You can't.
And on the inside, not necessarily on the outside. It doesn't do much for the exterior, but
you
the inside.
Good. You look good.
Thank you.
You're glowing from the inside.
Thank you.
How long have you been doing this?
Doing what exactly?
Growing. Being Kyle Cushman.
Well, I've been Kyle Cushman since about 1998.
Okay.
And I've been cultivating since 1989.
All right.
And Vegan Matrix was just launched. It took me about 4 years to bring it to market.
All right.
Of R&D. It was really, really quite arduous, the trial and error that you went through. And we're finally here. We launched on March 30th. And now we're available through Brenners.com. GRENERS.com, Brenners.com.
Awesome.
And you can go to VegaMatrix.net, and we have store locators there. It'll let you know if there's a store in your town that carries it.
Or if there's one that we need to put it in your town.
And there's also KyleCushman.com, which has a really good online forum. It's all free. And in fact, there's actually a phone app you can download from the App Store
for
free.
Wow.
Kyle Cushman app, one button. You're right in our growers forum. You can post pictures, get questions answered, your plant problems, all kinds of things like that.
Doesn't get any better. So what would you say for the grower? I've been growing about 5 years now. I'm not doing too bad. Give me a great piece of advice.
Focus on growing healthy plants.
Okay.
Don't worry about yield. Don't worry about... Don't focus on growing healthy plants because the healthiest plants are going to grow the fastest, they're going to yield the most, and they're going to yield the most oils and essential oils and cannabinoids. So, you know, your intention.
Yes.
Your intention.
Yes.
Focus on growing healthy plants.
It's all about intention.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Mr.
Thank you.
Kyle Cushman. It has been an honor.
Well, thank you.
And we hope to have Vega Matrix in our Tucson town. Tucson, Arizona is where we are at Tumbleweeds Health Center. And you can check out KyleCushman.com. You can get free education, all you need, and a link to this beautiful project. If you are growing, you must have this, I'm telling you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. That was really nice.
You bet.
Totally painless.
Oh, awesome. Even better.
Thank you.
That was awesome. And totally painless. Oh, and I got to meet his beautiful fiance, and they're just all hugs and love like we are at Tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
Come down,
good
smile,
people.
Get a hug, get some education. Incredible people. And that is the most important, focus on the plant. Because, you know, especially nowadays, a lot of people are trying to pump out, you know, pounds. They're just trying to pump out pounds. And you have, if you're going to do that, you know, go get some merch.
Exactly.
I mean, why even bother? It's so important to focus on the plant.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
And I think that's kind of come down to it in these last few weeks, you know, with the new DEA coming out with what they're talking about, how they're not going to, it's not going to be reclassified, it's not going to be touched, they're going to keep it there, you know. So people are, you know, they're coming out of the cannabis closet and they're saying, you know what, we're done with this.
Yeah.
And over social media, they're writing the patent on their hands and they're flashing it on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, all of these places that you can get a picture up. They're making videos. They're people are out there telling the truth on what this plant really does. And I think that's what we want as a humankind here on this planet is the truth. And when you withhold things from us, it makes it harder for us to believe you about other things. And so, you know, we know that this plant does incredible things to the body, and it can you know, have great beneficial properties to whoever uses it. And we're learning so much more about it, and we are 35 years behind schedule. And
a lot more than that.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
It's the you know, prohibition that's led us to this here, and this is why we're out here seeing this, but.
But we are advancing in areas.
We
are. Check this out. I love this. They've got a product page here. We'll read a little bit from MG Magazine. Thank you so much again for sending this to us. I love they've got all these, and they're talking about cannabinoids.
Right.
We love this. So they've got a CBD patch out.
Very awesome.
Yeah. They also have, this is called, it's a CBD wax. You can get that in Oakland, California. We've got organic tea, CBD tea. Okay. We also have a four-pack sampler pack of buds, of grams. And this is not a CBD strain at all, but this is
I would totally buy that.
Different. Yeah, that's perfect.
It's for that person that just can't make up their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And this is I'm a big sampler platter kind of guy. Like to try everything. A
little bit of each.
And I feel like I'm missing out if I leave and I didn't get everything that I wanted.
The Lola sampler.
It must be the Gemini
pack.
In me.
Oh, my Lord, yes.
But that is really nice.
That's
the
cute.
Lola four-pack sampler platter. I buy four of those.
Pass them out to your friends.
Gemma.
Here, guys. Oh, my God. You get one. You get
it's
one.
True.
You get one. They have a CBD for Life Pure face cream. Oh my gosh,
whoa.
I know I would have got my mom to use that.
Too.
A luxurious face cream designed to hydrate the skin and fight off dullness with natural hemp extracts. 95% naturally derived, not tested on animals. Free of GMOs, parabens, phthalates, formaldehyde, and artificial coloring. The cream retails for $34.99 for a 1.7 ounce bucket. Available through the United States. CBD.
Yep.
CBD for life.
Are you using CBD?
U.S.
Because your face doesn't look so dull anymore.
You're growing. Wow, must be your new CBD.
It takes care of dullness.
Your CBD cream. Oh, my God.
You're not dull
anymore.
You're
not dull anymore. Look at that. I love it.
And we will do a commercial for you.
We love it. Yeah. PM. Small fee for that. Oh, yeah. Notice we don't have a guest today. She just left it all to us. Uh-oh.
Which is...
That's...
It,
That's good.
You never know.
All right. Thanks for sticking with us, kids. Anybody ever want to chime in, you can do so if you're brave enough. It's 646-915-8421. And a quick happy hello to Grand Island.
Good morning, Grand Island.
We have people from all over the world listening to this Wild and Wacky Weekday Wednesday show. Yeah. So wherever
sure
you're from,
do.
Shoot us a blog and let us know. You call them from, we call them from Chattanooga. You call them from
Tennessee.
Boise. Iowa.
Cedar Rapids.
Iowa. Okay. Just people, stay off roller coaster rides right now. The universe is throwing people off of them.
Whoa,
three
really?
Kids in the last week.
Chopped
off.
No.
Yeah. Just stay off the roller coaster, folks. I'm not even kidding. Okay.
Ride your own roller coaster.
No. Whatever you do, don't ride mine. Top 10 Washington dispensaries in June. This is gross revenue. This is just some fun facts, okay?
Okay.
Talking money. Where's our ching-ching harpsichord? Here we go. Main Street Marijuana in Clark County, $1,328,048. That's their gross revenue. Uncle Ike's in King County was $1,306,206. Greenside, King County, Pierce County, $867,859. Clear Choice Cannabis in Shoshomish County, $835,000. That's gross revenue. Top 10 Washington dispensary folks. Okay. Cushmark Street Marijuana in Clark County brought in $718,664. The new Vansterdam in King County brought in $705,762. Issaquah Cannabis Company in Spokane brought in $686,997. Green Mike in King County brought $650,000. Higher Leaf brought $649,000. And Bud Hut.
That's cute.
The Bud Hut, $615,000. Wow, guys and gals.
Really
congratulations.
Really nice.
And I hope that a lot went back out, and I hope you use that to improve what you have, to make sure that it's tested, quality, safe, yummy, and good for us.
Tastes
and
good, smells good.
Effective and effective. We need, you know, we need the effects of this stuff, so...
We were just talking about how important, when this medicine is grown correctly, what it actually does and how it tastes and the smell. You should have all of those things because that's what, you know, progresses the sensories. And
boy.
Your older sensories.
What's that? Oh, your olfactory.
Olfactory.
That's okay. It needs to smell good, and it needs to wake everything up in there.
It
does. You know, we have an endocannabinoid system that runs our entire body. And Regina Nelson is going to come back on the show very soon here.
Very nice.
Yeah, we are going to have her back on. When we talk about science, I love this because she knows her stuff.
Sure.
So, check this out. I love how creative people – I just love this magazine. It's got all sorts of great things. But I love the creativity of people mostly. So we've got the birth of the Canador. The way in which cannabis is consumed, and by that I mean frequency, helped drive the idea behind the Canador. I noticed something needed to be created for casual users like me who indulge sporadically. I also wanted something tasteful that could keep all my accoutrements, grinder, and vapes in one location. The problem with leaving cannabis in a bag or a jar for quite a while is that it dries out over time, which results in dry taste of hash burn. 2 years ago, while working at a financial consulting firm by day, I moonlit as a product manager and developed a model that stored multiple strains and maintained the right humidity by way of beads or humidity packs. I modified the classic tobacco humidor for cannabis by replacing the cedar interior with mahogany, and then I designed spaces for strain separation. I learned that the ideal humidity for cannabis is much lower, so it required a specific humidity element, not just a regular sponge as used in cigar humidors. I liked the idea and concept model, so I quit my day job, made a few variations of the original model, and started selling them. In the last year, we've sold more than 1,000. We're halfway through the second year, and we've already eclipse that amount. Awesome. That's where'd my audience go? The green room fell asleep. And that's Zane Whistle from Canador. So check it out. You can just go to Canador, probably online. It doesn't have a website, but It sure is pretty.
It is really pretty.
Sure is pretty. Oh, we love it.
So,
yeah.
Switching the mahogany or the
switching
cedar,
the cedar
out for the mahogany.
Because it probably dries things out too fast.
Right.
Cedar is a drier. Less than
that would be knowing your wood.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, because mahogany is thick as
beep
and ain't nothing getting out of there.
Yeah,
so
no.
If you have the right
sure.
humidity, like you said,
it's
really
a nice.
Lower humidity. It's very nice. Canador. So check it out. We will type that into in our little.
We'll get that out there to you folks.
We'll find it. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we've got on, if you want to read along here, why don't we just do a little shout out to Tumbleweeds Health Center, because it's just an awesome place to go and get certified.
It's a fun place to go.
It is a fun place. There's education.
I've been going there for
awesome
4.5
staff,
years.
There's killer doctors. So what medical conditions will qualify a patient for a medical marijuana card? PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition or the treatment for the chronic or debilitating disease or the medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including characteristics of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristics of multiple sclerosis. So if you have things like fibromyalgia, we get a lot of that, migraines, the arthritis patients come in. We get a lot of things that aren't necessarily listed here. We have a lot of people that have anxiety or they can't sleep. And while that's not necessarily on the list, it is, however, acceptable if you have other conditions that may apply, like the chronic pain from either of those conditions or seizures or nausea or, you know, wasting syndrome from any of that, because stress can cause all that. Stress absolutely can. If you're not sleeping, if you're anxious,
if you're
not
sleeping,
it can cause a whole number of issues that are here. So, it does. Check it out. And
if you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're
in the back.
Call 520-838-4430. You can even call the radio show at 646-915-8421. You can go online and check us out at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. What's going on in Arizona? Arizona's top court affirms plain smell doctrine for cannabis. Oh, the plain smell. Phoenix, Arizona. July 11th, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled smells emanating from cannabis cultivation provided enough probable cause to justify the issuance of a search warrant. The court's decision overturned a lower appeals court ruling, which held that Arizona's medical marijuana law legally negated the so-called plain smell doctrine, reported Leafly. The decision will mean the Tucson man arrested in 2013 and subsequently convicted of illegally growing marijuana inside a rented storage unit will have to serve a 3.5-year sentence. As Leafly noted, though, in the long term, the Cisco decision may have a very short shelf life. Arizona will vote on full adult legalization in November, and the justices themselves admit that if it passes, our analysis and conclusions in this context might well be different. Yeah, because if it passes, all the rules and everything are out the window.
Yeah.
Totally. They're making up their own boards and going from there. Members of Rhode Island Cannabis Church arrested on marijuana charges.
Rhett Grinrich, Maryland.
In July.
Yeah, in July, Rhode Island State Police arrested two members of the Healing Church of Rhode Island on marijuana charges. The religious organization uses cannabis in its services, but according to the local NBC affiliate, police seized 12 pounds of usable marijuana, 59 marijuana plants, 10 pounds of hash oil, and packaging materials from the home of two members of the church. Ann Armstrong, 56, and Alan Gordon, 46, were arrested and charged with possession of marijuana and the intent to deliver after officers busted an alleged growing operation in their home on Pond Road in Western Greenwich, reported Turn2Ten.com. Armstrong, Gordon were ordered to held up and bail was scheduled and to appear in court on August 2nd. I wonder what the outcome of that was.
Yeah.
You know,
probably still.
So many people, yeah. You know, we just had that
in
big
court.
One that happened up there on the north side of town with all the plants.
Oh, 1,100, but come on, if you're not growing legally.
How many?
1,100 in his bedroom. Like, see. Okay, this is probably
about 1,100 plants.
God bless America. That's just the thing, though. This is, you know, if you're going to do it legally and do it how they say you can for right now, because you don't want to go to jail for this or for anything, really.
Right.
I mean, seriously, come on, let's just say it.
Yeah, you know.
You really don't want to go to jail for anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Randy Moss to NFL. Chill out, Randy Moss says. Chill out. Whoop. Wide receiver Randy Moss spent 14 years in the National Football League and retired in 2012 with a bevy of records, including the number two rank on the NFL's all-time regular season touchdown reception list. Wow. That was a clap for your pal. That would scare the crap out of me to have to catch one of those balls. He wants the
coming
league.
Coming at that speed?
Oh, my God. 900 miles an hour? I'd die. He wants the league to relax. It's cannabis rules for active players. Moss is waiting to hear if ESPN will hire him as a television analyst this year, but that did not stop him from speaking his mind when an interviewer recently asked whether the league should remove cannabis from the list of banned substances. I think the NFL just needs to loosen up the rules and let everybody live, said Moss, who in 2001 tested positive for marijuana under the NFL substance abuse program. In 2005, he told Bryant Gumbel he did smoke, but only every blue moon. Moss added his name to a growing list of other high-profile athletes calling for a revision in the way professional sports leagues deal with the use of cannabis by athletes. That's right. Chill out.
Chill out. I mean, we know it's a neuroprotection. We know it's out there helping people, and it's prevention.
So chill out.
So chill out.
We have a patent. Government has a patent.
Yeah.
I think we are the government, right?
Yeah, we should be.
IRS targets Colorado pot businesses in Catch-22 over cash deposits. The Internal Revenue Service has targeted about 30 Colorado-based cannabis companies for audit because of alleged filing mistakes related to cash payment of taxes. According to Inc.com, the federal agency is auditing the cannabis entrepreneurs for tax years 2014 and 2015, possibly because they failed to fill out Form 8300. A document that businesses file when they make cash deposits over $10,000. Some companies are also having issues with tax code 280E, which was created for drug traffickers and does not allow for normal business deductions. It is unclear if the audits in question are civil or criminal, but one certified public accountant who has clients in the industry theorized the IRS is getting greedy. I would not be surprised if they're combing through cannabis companies, said Hank Levy. The IRS perceives that there is big, easy money by auditing these companies. For the businesses, the situation is a classic catch-22 in which they find themselves potentially breaking the law by trying to follow it.
Huh.
And that is a big boo. Yeah. That's a big boo. You should always follow the law. But you should always hang out here.
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff,
I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Walking to
my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
We're back.
Welcome back to We Say Wednesday. Woohoo! How'd you do? What strain did you use on your little vacation there, your mini vacay? We call it a mini vacay. What's going on? Wow, gosh, I just love, I always get teased because I say a book's not a book without pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the truth. Look at the same picture of this beautiful garden that Kyle's growing. Look at that.
That is
look
incredible.
At the consistency. They're all the same height. They're identical plants. They're absolutely beautiful. And his wife says, our goal is to give people products that are healthy and at the same time, don't destroy our earth. Is it getting better than that? No, I guess. Wow, that's just fantastic. There's a great article about his Vega Matrix products by, yes, Kyle, the master grower. The Life and Strains of Kyle Cushman. It's a good one. You guys will have to check it out. That's all we're going to say about that. So we'll leave this beautiful magazine down at Tumbleweed Sell Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103.
We're in the back.
Come and see us. Come get certified. Least expensive in town. I won't say cheap because we have nothing about
cheap.
Whew, nothing cheap about Tumbleweed. Mm-hmm. Come on down. Least expensive in town. If you're on food stamps, folks, very, very important. Your document has to be the correct document. You know, has to have your name, the date. It's, you know, still good. Food stamps, SNAP. And if you have a card, just like a regular credit card, it has to have your name printed on there. Otherwise, the state won't accept it. And they won't accept it if you wear do-rags or hats. And they won't Except attitude.
No, just kidding. That's a good answer. Anyway, come on down. Get certified. And completely taken by us. We do everything. We'll process it and make sure you get your card as painless as we can. We'll educate you. We've got a beautiful little library down there. We've got a lot of books for sale. A supreme collection of cookbooks down there.
Yeah.
Those, it's really funny because when we first were getting stuff, I don't know, I guess we just got a couple cookbooks and thought maybe, okay, we'll see if they sell. The first thing to go are their cookbooks.
Yeah.
And they just fly off the shelf. Aunt Sandy's and... what's the other one by ST owners?
They're great for the person who loves their cookbooks and
well, and it's
really
they're
great
so
recipes
simple. It's so simple to make your own edibles. People are going and buying products, spending so much money on things that have food coloring in them and artificial flavors and colors and no good. Just make your own. Check this out. Speaking of make your own, this is called the Triminator. This is a Keith extraction piece of equipment here. Grass Valley, California. Grass Valley. But if you've ever been there, it'll be the Triminator, an international provider of cannabis trimming and harvesting equipment, has launched the Triminator Keith Kit. The product is an accessory to the company's dry trimmer product line and reportedly turns the trimming machine into a Keef extractor in less than 1 minute. There you go. You can get that at the grower's house. Is that it?
Yeah.
The actual one?
The Triminator.
There it is at the grower's house. The kit includes a choice of either...
Triminator.
It's got either a 100 micron or a 150 micron mesh drum and a special catchment tray. The process works by tumbling a mixture of CO2 ice, dry ice, and trim material. Co-founder and president Don Mossman explained, "The extreme cold and tumbling action in combination with micronic screening separates the cannabis resin glands from the plant material. The end result in the catchment tray is pure keef," he added. "Keef is a collection of trichomes rich in both cannabinoids and terpenes," which is why you feel so good when you add a little keef to your...
What do we call it? A little BC?
Brown sugar. And the most important, it's the most organic, pure method by which the essence of the cannabis plant can be captured. Say that 10 times. So it's a pure process. So there's no chemicals involved. Dry ice. With increasing cannabis acceptance among Americans at an all-time high, the market will continue to see a growth in product innovations. An article published in SF Gate stated, "The demand is moving from raw cannabis to extracted cannabis concentrates, which now compose 30 to 60% of legal market sales."
Whoa.
That's big. There's a lot of excitement in the extraction scene as cannabis acceptance spreads and harvest automation becomes increasingly mainstream. So it made sense for us to create a system to extract keef cleanly and easily, said co-founder, CEO Dana Mossman. Pricing for the kit starts at $650.
Oof,
that's too much. Sorry.
I think if you're a big cultivation.
Yeah, I was gonna say
a great investment. And
he's large.
Large.
He's mine. No Popeye. Sorry. Wow, some creative cannabis.
Yeah.
Oh, chilly here. Major cultivation sites, if you're going to spend $650 just to make keef, that's a lot. So check this out. Green Gorilla adds pet care products.
Very nice.
Los Angeles.
Green Gorilla has added a new lineup of CBD pet goods to its growing hemp and olive product line.
Wow.
The company's flagship line also offers high-quality CBD oils and CBD cosmetics. All hemp and olive products include the pet care line are 100% organic, non-GMO, vegan, plant-based, paleo, kosher, and infused with 100% organic extra virgin olive oil, sourced from an award-winning
California producer. Oh, and Ojai olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Extracted from hemp is the healthiest, safest, and the highest quality of cannabidiol available. A company representative noted extra virgin olive oil is conducted among the healthiest and safest and the most effective ways to deliver CBD to the body. Olive oil and CBD have a synergistic effect in the combination, allowing olive oil-based products to deliver the CBD to the parts of the body needing it the most. I'm thrilled to announce the launch of this new pet care line, said the co-founder and co-CEO, Philip Enquist. My family has lost two dogs to cancer, and now I have another with serious autoimmune disorder. Creating this pet care line was something near and dear to my heart, so I searched for the best possible treatment for the various ailments of our beloved animals. Co-founder and CEO Stephen Saxon added, "All humans know almost instinctively what's best for our favorite and furry companions. I, for one, am excited to have this for my own pets."
Oh,
and we'll go ahead and put that up because, you know, I was actually just looking for a really good pet line. My dog, he's getting older, and, you know, this is just a great preventative thing. And you're giving him treats already. Might as well give him something that will really be beneficial for him or her.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
I'm going to get these and we'll do a review in the next couple weeks.
You might even see them coming soon at Tumbleweed.
Very nice.
They're that good. We'll have to check it with our...
If you want to try them out too, we'll leave the website up too.
Yeah, but it's Green Gorilla. I just put it on our blog.
Okay, great.
Green Gorilla is the name of the company out of Los Angeles. And if it's CBD, they should be able to ship. Oh, I love greengorilla.com. I love greengorilla.com, and we will just put that up on our little blog right now.
Yeah.
I can spell fast enough. There we go. Sometimes when I'm writing too fast, Blog Talk, the program yells at me and says, "Slow down! Give yourself time to think." So it's a weird thing. All right. Well, excellent, because our furry little friends need this.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Guess what's going on in Las Vegas?
What?
PAZU Las Vegas lab passes inspection and awaits licensing. MA and Associates LLC, a subsidiary of PAZU Inc., has received approval from the state of Nevada to conduct business as a medical marijuana testing laboratory in Las Vegas. In mid-July, the state's Division of Public and Behavioral Health Medical Marijuana Program notified the lab that it met all the requirements and passed all state inspections. The final hurdle is obtaining a City of Las Vegas license, the application for which is pending. At the same time, CEO David Kunick joined the advisory board of the Medical Marijuana Caregivers of Maine, MMCM. All right, well, congratulations. It's probably the first and most important thing that should happen in any state. We should have labs set up. Don't you think?
Yeah. I think that was a good idea.
You know what? And we had a guest on a couple weeks ago, Mr. Hans, who was telling us that, and this is just so interesting, it's a class 4 felony for dispensaries not to fully test in their medicine and give us those test results on every single batch. That's crazy. That's cray cray. You guys need to show us some results. What do you think? Show us the test results. I say show us.
Show it.
Show it.
Well, I think it's important. I mean,
it's the most important thing. We've seen in Colorado where they pulled and shut down lots of companies because of contaminated marijuana.
It's coming, you know. I mean,
it's just already out there. If you don't have, seriously, you can spend $20 on this. If you use cannabis, spend $20 and get a little tiny little handheld microscope and look at your weed yourself. It's fun too. Because you can look at it like 100 times, you can see the trichomes, and you can also see if there's mold or bugs or anything else in there that's not supposed to be in there, powdery mildew, dust. Ooh, gosh. Sometimes, you know, you bust open a nice, big, thick nug, and you're like, oh, my God, I scored. This has to be like 3 grams itself, and you bust it open, and it goes poof. And that is not a good thing. Sound effects person is just slow today.
I know.
They must be on kosher grain.
They're fired.
They are fired. So good for them. I hope that it's mandatory there.
I hope it's mandatory everywhere.
Well, it sure should be, but
we're getting to a point that it's getting more and more important to know what's out there.
It is,
and it always has been.
But. Yeah. First license for concentrated cannabis manufacturing in California coming in Richmond, California. The Richmond City Council voted unanimously to grant the first license for the legal manufacture of concentrated cannabis in California to Indigo Therapeutics, a legal cannabis company owned by Landris Venture Fund. The license allows Indigo to begin producing cannabis concentrates immediately in quantities that make the company the state's largest manufacturer of concentrates. We're thrilled about the opportunities this license opens to provide medical marijuana patients with legal, consistent, and pure concentrates and edibles, said Indigo's Joe Hyohek. Cannabis concentrates and edibles are the largest and fastest growing segments of the cannabis market. Consumers will now be able to trust that their products are pure, consistent, and of the highest quality. Indigo Therapeutics will operate a state-of-the-art CO2 extraction refining laboratory in Richmond to produce to manufacture concentrated cannabis. Professional extraction and refinement establishes product purity, safety, and dosage control. And it also promises to be the most valuable link in the supply chain for legal cannabis, which is the most important thing, we believe. We are excited that Landris Ventures and Indigo are leading the way in Richmond, said Richmond Mayor Tom Butt, with the California legislator clarifying the state's legal context for cannabis cultivation and product manufacturing last year. Cities can now proceed to issue permits for such operations without risk. These businesses, when properly regulated and operated in designated locations, can be low impact and provide good jobs and revenue. Landris Venture Fund was established earlier this year to invest in legal and scalable cannabis infrastructure.
Mm.
All right on. Well, good job, guys.
Very nice. Now, this is, you know, this is funny. More and more companies are being able to open up.
What's happening. Yeah, total avalanche.
Being able to create a market in this world of breaking down the plant.
Wow, there's a big plane fly over here. Did y'all hear that?
You know, breaking down this plant to this concentrated form is something that we're finding is helping people out extremely well. And the benefits of getting in more of these cannabinoids into the system, other than just smoking it.
And also, when they're testing for purity and quality, they should also be testing for quantity, because research shows most joints contain less cannabis than previously thought. Blissville, USA, you learn something new every day. Who knew, for instance, that large issues turn on the question of how much actual cannabis is used in the average joint, the weight of which was the subject of recent research. What do y'all think? How many? What do you get, a gram? 2 grams? What are you going to say, cannabis kid? I say it should be a gram. You should get at least a gram.
I think in some, you're getting half a gram, or definitely under a gram. I'm going to tell you. I've been secret shopping you guys out there.
Yeah. Oh, we know.
Just
it's
checking
so
it.
Yeah.
You know.
Bellstar just gets the report.
It's nice to know what's being, you know, out there and what patients are getting.
But here we go. According to ScienceNewsJournal.com, Greg Ridgway, an associate professor of criminology and statistics at the University of Pennsylvania, along with his colleague Bo Kilmer of the RAND Corporation, RAND Corporation, have come out with some new estimates. According to their analysis, one joint contains 0.32 to 0.35 grams of marijuana on the average. Oh, my. Wow. You're paying
anywhere from, I've seen them as low as
eight.
All the way up to $20.
Yeah.
And you can tell some of them are smaller. Some of them use the smaller papers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many different pre-roll papers out there now. There's different colors. There's different flavors.
Some with filters,
some without.
Are. They came out with this estimate by keying into the drug pricing model information gotten from over 10,000 marijuana transactions in the course of 11 years from over 40 communities. Previous numbers held that a single joint contained between 0.3 to 0.75 grams of marijuana, with amounts as high as 1 gram being reported among some high users. With the United States Office of National Drug Control Policy using the 0.5 gram at its average. Ridgway said, it turns out to be a critical number in the estimation of the amount of marijuana that's being consumed nationally. The amount that the drug trafficking organizations are investing in the market and the amount that the states might be expected in revenue post-legalization, reported the website. The knowledge of this exact number could give the U.S. government a better understanding of the amount of marijuana that is trafficked from Mexico to the U.S., as well as the accurate size of the illegal marijuana market in the United States. Apart from these, it also gives the possibility of improving dialogue about the legalization of marijuana, both for places that have already taken the step and those still considering it. Because, here we go again, we need regulation.
Mm-hmm.
The marijuana joints that are mailed to our federal government patients, I believe, are 1 gram. Are they 1 gram joints or are they half gram?
No, I think those are 1 gram joints.
I think they are. They're pretty thick.
Yeah, he
and
said. I remember
yeah, I
he
think
said
they're
1 gram.
Yeah, they're gram each. So, you know, federal government's dishing out gram joints. Why aren't y'all?
And
that's a good one.
He said he had more.
Yeah, we don't even want to know what his stuff is. But at least you get the gram nasty.
Get a gram nasty to work.
You get a gram nasty.
But he says that gram nasty's kept him alive.
Yeah, so thank you for
thank
you, government.
For that gram nasty.
Grandma Nasty, tell me who is here.
Jan.
Jan.
Jan Kush.
Jan. First scheduled cannabis TV ad yanked. Woo! Actually, we know who had the first TV cannabis ad yanked. Cold Feet, Colorado. Fear prevailed in Colorado last month when a local television station turned tail and decided not to air a scheduled 15-second ad for a cannabis product. The ad for vape pen manufacturer Neos was cut by Scripps, the parent company for Denver ABC affiliate KMGH. According to MSNBC, Scripps said in a statement that the ad was full because the company has concerns about the lack of clarity around federal regulations that governs broadcasts involving such ads. The about face happened despite Canabrand, the marketing agency representing Neos, having fully vetted the ad with all relevant authorities. The agency made sure that the commercial adhered to local laws by not showing the vape pen or the marijuana oil that goes into it, said Canabrand's director of media relations, Paige Janulis. She also said the agency would consult with the Marijuana Enforcement Division of Colorado to, quote, try to find a way where we can get more distinct guidelines about what kind of television advertising we can and cannot do. Quote. So they weren't going to show the pen. They weren't going to show the pot.
they were just going to show someone
people.
Using.
No, the, nothing.
Not even.
No, they're just going to show a happy person and say they're happy because they
use
this. And you can get one of
blah,
these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they use the blah, 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 and you can get a blah, 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 blah. Blah. Go get.
You
the
know,
blah,
I'm
blah.
One. Being it's so plain and
it's coming,
you know,
like you said, it's just the avalanche is down.
The avalanche is it's building up. It's like people are testing the waters, they're testing their boundaries and seeing how far they can.
Baking of water. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? Cannabis found in water supplies of Colorado town? Not. Where's our buzzer? Where
we
is it?
We talked about this on Facebook.
That's a no-no. Hugo, Colorado, something fishy has supposedly found its way into the water supply of tiny Hugo, Colorado, and it wasn't fish. Field tests conducted on town wells in July found one of five tested positive for cannabis contamination. Restaurants were closed. Bottled water was issued to the town's 730 residents, and further tests were conducted to determine how much THC was in the water and how it got there. State health officials say it's too soon to know whether THC in the water would intoxicate people who drink it, reported WTHITV.com. Still, the FBI and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation were called in to help. Within a day, it was determined that samples taken from well number one and throughout town are negative for THC. Residents were told to resume any and all water activities. All right, Hugo, you know I can talk to you. Someone was cleaning out a bong, okay, and resin got caught in some system somewhere. Maybe they dumped it in their well. Maybe they went to test and they got a little resin in their sample. They scooped it up on the side and it hit the jar and it got in there. Come on, resin in the water? Resin, no. Resin in your vitamins? No. No, I don't know how that was going to plan out, but nope. Okay, here we go. Senators Grassley and Feinstein take a baby step with the bill. Washington. Two United States senators known for their opposition to cannabis legalization have made a promising, if small, step towards modifying their position on the plan. In July, they introduced the Cannabidiol Research Expansion Act, S-3269. The Cannabidiol Research Expansion Act, S-3269, which would ease research barriers and create exemptions from federal law for certain medical cannabis patients. In addition to Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Grassley, Democratic California, Republican Iowa, the bill was sponsored by fellow members of the Senate Judiciary Commission Committee, Patrick Leahy and Tom Tillis, according to Americans for Safe Access, ASA. While the legislation represents a step in the right direction, it does not go far enough. I applaud Senators Grassley, Feinstein, Tillis, and Leahy for taking action on this issue and trying to help this population. As a parent of a child with intractable epilepsy, this bill does much to address the needs of epilepsy patients and their families, said Beth Collins, Senior Director of Government Relations and External Affairs for ASA. However, the bill could do more. As many patients with intractable epilepsy, including my daughter, need THC, as do millions of patients with other conditions across the country. We need to do something to help them too.
Mm-hmm.
ASA remains focused on passing the Compassion Access Research Expansion and Respect States Act, CARES, the S-683 and H.R. 1538, which not only would lift several prominent federal research barriers, but also would protect state legal medical cannabis patients and programs upon which they rely. That's fantastic. But the mom made a great point. I think it was great. Yeah. They need THC too.
Yeah.
We talked about the synergy of the plant and how important it is to have all of it. People are afraid of this quote high that they get, and we try to explain to the patients that come into our health center and we go do house calls and stuff to people who've never used before, or people that don't understand what the term high means. What we try, we describe it as the onset of the medication, mm-hmm. what you feel when the medication kicks in. Because Western medicines like morphine, Dilaudid, Oxy, Vicodin, they all have highs.
And everyone's used to those.
Yeah, and everyone's used to that high. So
and
when they
it's not
switch,
much, it's a little different. And
yeah, this is a natural high.
And
yeah.
It's non-toxic.
This is a non-toxic natural high, but we, you know, and that word scares people, so we call it the onset of the medication. Some plants last longer than others, like the creative effect or the giggles or the munchies. It can last minutes. It can last mm-hmm. hours. It's nice. Some, you know, and it's just that it's such an important part of the plant. Like she said, it's good for seizures. It's good for pain. It's good for inflammation. It's good for neuroprotecting properties. It's just good all the way around. It's important to use the whole plant. We need to honor the whole plant. And we need to honor the cannabis kids. We need to honor cannabis kids. We need to honor
Studio C,
all our guests out there. And let's see if we can do this right now. We'll bring you back in, and we'll bring you back into our regularly scheduled music so we don't scare you with the doors anymore. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, for listening to us ramble and bamble and bamble on. We love it. We love cannabis. We love our plants. We love our patients. We love doing what we do. We wake up every morning, and we feel blessed we get to do it. Thank you.
We get to educate.
Yeah, everybody, as much as we know, we want to share. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything that you want to share as far as education or any thoughts and comments? TumbleweedCoastCenter.com, THCTucson@gmail.com. Call Tumbleweed Health Center at 520-838-4430. You can call the show at 646-915-8421. But probably shouldn't call the show now. But we will see you next week for another great episode. Who knows who's going to be on? We might just get Miss Regina Nelson on here.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
She just got back from her world tour.
Oh, wow. That would be a really good thing,
speaking
too.
Speaking and talking to people.
and speaking and talking, remember.
Yeah.
Always.
Be smart, be safe,
and educate. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Have an awesome one. Be good out there. Be with each other.